Blast off! Hi, everybody. This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you from Bellingham, Washington. As you know, I've been down in LA and having quite a lot of, what would you call it, adventures and entertainment. And I've been on tour, then I came on tour, checking out the Northwest again and my old haunt here. And it's raining. And so I wanted to check out that I was still waterproof. And I am. My hairdo isn't. And let's see what else is happening. I've done a lot of readings up here and some gatherings that were just delightful, some workshops, and I've seen a lot of wonderful people that I love. And so it's a very busy and fun time. What's going on in your world? Things are changing out there in the universes, and how many of you are experiencing really rambunctious retrogrades? Wow, I had more problems with plane tickets that I had booked wrong, car rentals I'd booked wrong, or they'd booked them wrong. Nobody was really sure. Nobody was picking up the blame for it. But I kept feeling this really strange, like, dimensional shifts. They were really almost hilarious some of the time. Like, I had booked my hotel a full week earlier, a hotel near downtown Bellingham where I could do sessions and do a group and, you know, it would be quiet and there were trees all around it, that sort of thing. So I booked the La Quinta in downtown Bellingham. And it's funny because with a friend who brought me in from Mount Vernon, I went to what I thought was the La Quinta. It wasn't there. Hello. It wasn't even on the road. So I'm wandering around going, this is ridiculous. I've got the address and it's not here. Anyway, from the time I booked it till the week later when I arrived, guess what? They had totally changed the name of the hotel. It was kind of like a mind warp. It was like a sudden change. My friend and I, who met me there as well, I went across to a different hotel and they checked my name in the new hotel, which had just applied its name to what used to be the La Quinta, and I was definitely registered there. But it was so funny. We just got the giggles because so many things kept just shifting. You think you're going this way, and things shifted. And the people I was working with in my workshops, I was doing these little mini workshops that are about 2 hours long, and they're pretty delightful. And people's faces would suddenly go, now I'm used to that. A lot of us developing our intuitive skills, even as children, experienced that, but it was really amping up. And I can't help but feel that this change, this liftoff, this next phase of the shift is really amping up, and it's making it kind of what would you say? Security is in a state of change. Somebody said, it's Mercury retrograde. I said, I think it's sort of life retrograde, where we thought it was security oriented. And if you fill in this form, it goes this way. All of that seems to be shimmering and shaking. And do you remember the old line, change the energy, change the reality? And I really think that's happening faster than we ever would have known. You change the energy and your reality changes. Isn't it funny? How many of you are feeling things like that? So I want us to talk. This is a call-in show. I'd love you to talk about what's going on in your life. Have you been experiencing any really wonderful, strange, confusing shifts? Have you laughed a lot about how insane things are? I also took my grandson into Seattle to see Pompeii's exhibit. Pompeii was that volcanic change. Talk about a shift. And in that one, they take you through a simulation of what it was like to be in this beautiful little Havilah town of Pompeii when all of a sudden the volcano hit. And it was really, really like I'm sure for all the people that lost their lives in it, it was a total dimensional shift in the moment. And it was really, really amazing. It's just like, I don't know, it was a really good thing to see. I don't know how many of you have seen that. I know the exhibit has been touring, but just thinking back on that period of life where suddenly from a flourishing, thriving, kind of a Renaissance sort of city with all kinds of things going on, whoop, You got a whole bunch of ash, and you've got people who are, I would say it's like they're frozen in time in all kinds of postures because the heat came up through them so fast that there wasn't any time at 545 degrees in 2 minutes or a minute and a half or something. There was no time for them to flee or anything. And so it's like the old game of statues we used to play where you spin round and round and round and then you have to freeze and you have to hold the position of whatever you're doing at the time. Do you remember playing that game? It sort of looked like that, except people tended to be lying down or on stairs or perched up on an elbow as if they're watching something and so on. It was a really intriguing thing. But as I say, I'm going through all these weird little shifts in my travels, and other people seem to be as well. Other people seem to be as well. And I really think it's a reflection either I'm not paying attention to detail, or the detail is shifting around before my very eyes. What do you have to say about that? So let's call in. I want us to do our vibrational meditation right off the bat, and then I'd really like you to call in and talk about your life. What's going on in your life? What do you aspire to? What do you think about these shifting times? Do you really think they are shifting? How many of you heard Jim Emke on my radio interview on Tuesday night talking about nutrition? Talk about the shift. We're talking about things like GMOs and the nutritional deficiencies of many of the foods of today and how to move past it. And I think of Bashar. A lot of you know who Bashar is. He's the Esasani, and he's talked about his civilization on a different planetary structure losing its survival ability on the planet. And so apparently they learned to not eat at all. So they finally had it narrowed down to a bean plant, and they were eating these beans, and that's all they needed. And then they learned, they shifted, okay? They evolved a little more, and they didn't need to eat at all. And I'm thinking, gosh, are we going to be like that? Those kinds of changes and those kinds of shifts are pretty fascinating, aren't they? So tell me what's going on in your world. In the meantime, we're going to go into the structures, change the energy, change the reality. So let's be centered. Good. A few deep breaths. Good. Let's start off by calling in our guidance, right? For all of us, let's imagine that we're in a big, big, we'll call it a temple together, or it could be a stadium, or it can be a realm, or whatever you want to call it. Let's each of us call in our many, many beings of intelligence and of light. Call in the ones that are supporting us and being with us. And as you call yours in, and I call mine in, we have this huge network which spans a whole lot of the world. And there's a nice high frequency in it. Let's call in Saint Germain's violet flame. Call in the violet flame. Good. And have the violet flame burn and grow in great pillars. Just see it in every corner of wherever you are. Big pillar of violet flame burning, pulsing, burning, pulsing, burning, pulsing, burning, pulsing. And as those grow, here we are all in a great temple, and we've now got violet flame pillars. And have those pillars burn and grow and burn and grow until they burn and move round and round and round in a circle. They move round and round and around in a circle behind us all, a huge circle behind us all. And the violet flame moves round and round and round behind us all and connects each of the pillars, connects with each other. They broaden their base and become very wildly, wildly pulsing and burning. And they move round and round and they spiral right in to the center of our circle. And the violet flame burns and burns in the center of our circle until it's a huge bonfire. golly, who knows how big the circle is that we're all sharing, that we're connecting one another in, and bring your attention into that great bonfire right in the center, right? And I want each of you to spend a few minutes jumping into that great violet flame bonfire. I see a lot of yellow, golden light and white light in it as well, but we're in the violet flame light. And as if you're the only one, I want you to bounce around in it, jump into it, and have it buoy you up and toss you up in the air. And as you spin and cavort in the violet flame, feel it burning out all of the old thoughts and feelings, worries, and the radiances sticking out of your body burn and burn and burn as you bounce around. You can almost hear yourself laugh and drop back down and come into this room. And now we're going to see above our heads a golden ball. And it's going to be about 2 miles up. We want to get way up there. And down below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And then now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided pyramid with gold lines. And then upside down, with the point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided pyramid. And have those two pyramids meet base to base so that there you are inside this huge diamond. And you can feel it. Take a minute and really feel the resonance of those angles and those shapes. And now inside of that, a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. It's a crystal ball is what it is. I called it a golden ball. Sorry, it should be a crystal ball, but maybe golden ball would be fine anyway. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. Good. And inside of that, there you are. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, there you go, spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, you remember this part. We're going to make movies on this magical screen in front of us. See that magical screen in front of you? And the first movie that you're going to create on that screen is you becoming what it is you want to become. I keep saying I want to be consciously multidimensional. What is it you want to become? You want to grow and change and transform, don't you? What would you like to become? Good. I see myself becoming. Say that to yourself. I see myself becoming. And then as you grow and change and transform and grow and change and transform. Good. And then applaud yourself when you get to that movie part which shows that you've achieved what it is you set out to do. And now in the second movie, you're making a project, right? And see all the pieces, the people, the money, the resources, the time, the place, all of it flows together to help you create and design your project. And oh, it's successful. Some of you are going to want home and family, partnership and children. Some are going to want to build a house. Some want to write a book. Some want to make a movie. And some want to do world travel. Some want to do dimensional travel. I do. And see all the resources coming until you finally get to the point where you can say, it's happening. It's happening. Good. And when it's happening, then I want you to spend another few minutes of breath going, I see all the resources coming to maintain and sustain my project for its full length of natural life. Yay! High five! Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Okay, now remember at the beginning we called in absolutely bazillions of guides and angels, didn't we? Bazillions of them. And we want to choose out of those the ones that have the most refined healing techniques, the ones who really want to be able to help you transcend your limitations so that you can perhaps heal. When I say heal, quite often it is melting limitations, isn't it? Okay, so you see that little group of healers coming in and standing around your table. That's right. Standing around the healing table. Take a look at them. Who are they? What an assortment, eh? And the first person that lies on our healing table is you. I want to feel and see you lying on the healing table. And then you ask them for what it is you would like to have help with as you lie on the table. Maybe you've got a bad back. Maybe you've got worries. Maybe you're in pain. I know a number of you there. Some of you have tremendous grief right now. Yeah, I can see a lot of things happening. And there's so much insecurity. Sometimes our bodies start to kind of wobble and you think there's going to be space in your bones and your legs will get floppy. I'm exaggerating. That's right. So I want you to ask for what it is you want. That's right. And if you don't know what it is you need and want, I want you to ask your guidance for some advice, and you might want to jot it down. Yeah. Okay, and wrap that in light when you think you're getting the answer and move it over to the side. And then in the next one, we have a fresh table and the team replicates themselves and comes into the fresh to surround the fresh table. And we're bringing in someone who's got tremendous, this has been a person who's had tremendous pain. And I want to say that down in her, the deepest part of her psyche, that pain emanates from a holding pattern, a rigidity, and a kind of a resistance and frustration that she's had for probably several lifetimes. So this is really tricky, because if you say to someone, you know, to heal, you want to enter into your own body's posture and really feel a resistance, feel that part of you that does not want to get better. Yeah, that's it. And as you go in there, feel that it does not want to get better. Good. And that doesn't mean we're going to keep it like that. Now, when I say that to this woman, there's a number of you that have some version of this. So we're jumping around through our listening audience, and we're seeing a number of you. One of you has got it right in the chest area where your grief, you don't want to let it go because somehow it binds you with the person who crossed, or it binds you, there's several of you, but one of them, it binds you with the way your mother's pain was. You see what I mean? If you can find it binding you to anyone, to your identity with anyone, then you can usually, there you go, bring it up better. Good stuff. Excellent. I'm going to do a little bit more because the guidance is working on your, someone's got that the resistance, wow, this is complicated. Okay, the resistance that you're feeling way down deep up against your spinal cord that's led to chronic pain emanates from deep, deep heartache from way back and an unwillingness to let that go for the fear of vulnerability. I don't blame you, and you shouldn't blame you, but we've got to find it. Otherwise, you don't have any empowerment, right? Good stuff. All right, now we're going to wrap that in light. And I want to do one more. Let me see. Okay, here's a man. We're going to do a man who's coming in, and he is really angry. He's been angry for a long time, but lately it's impinging on his health in a very strong way. I'm not sure how old you are, whether you're late 40s or mid 50s, something like that. But your anger is building up and there's a containment. As if you're contained in the anger, it's making me yawn, which means that it's holding back inside of you and I'm catching it and fighting with your subconscious to pull it up. But the anger comes from, we're going to take the anger to the guides and ask them what they say about it. I think I see something, but I'm asking them to show us what it is that is making you so, that your anger is building and building as you get older. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to take to help you release this. There we go. And what they're saying is that your anger has emanated, has come from, or even piled up from, the feelings of not being known or not being okay, not being allowed to be who you are for years and years and years. It's like when you were small, no one could hear you. And so I want to say this, as you go into your life, then you project that no one can hear you. So there's this like incredible vacuum or barrier between you and other people. So when you're speaking, it's like a nightmarish, no one's really hearing your voice. You can't project it far enough. But it's interesting about using the word project, because the guides are reminding you, they're kind of moving a finger in front of you to say, you are projecting that no one can hear you. You're projecting it on a number of people, and it's a vibrational projection. And they're clearing it. They're moving it through. Okay. And they're moving it through your body, mind. And as you feel your heart, this has got something to do with everyone. This is not just this fellow's trauma. It's got something to do with all of us. So you notice as we are moving it, or as the team is moving it and moving it, the heart feels more and more vulnerable, because you gotta kind of let the heart feel vulnerable, because it needs to feel open and interactive with life instead of being really fixed on what has happened in the past. Good. Wonderful. Okay. Now I feel like this fellow is moving his whole body is moving. His heart chakra has moved around, and his throat has moved around, and it's coming right up in through his head, because there's something about changing the brain patterns. Good. All right, now wrap that in light. He got quite a bit of a healing. Oh, somebody else wrote me and asked if I could help with her back. She's got a back problem. So any of you, and there's a lot of you out there who have a back problem, jump in on the tables. Will you do that? And we're going to ask the team to help you get in touch with what holds you up, what does hold you up, what keeps your frame safe. In one case, this person is feeling like, I don't know anymore. I feel like I just want to collapse. I'm going, you don't really, honey. You want to sort of release the pressure that comes up when you're feeling frustrated with your life. That's all. And we all feel frustrated with life at times. And so the team is saying, okay, they're running energies. It's not running energies. It's almost like they're putting their hands all along your energy body and stroking it, so that it's got a sensitivity and a feeling of the beautiful, pink, magnificent harmony that you are within yourself, from the core of your being. That's right. From the core of your being, through all your organs, which are dancing in interaction with all of the various traumas. And let them dance and free themselves. Let the feelings come up. Let your vulnerabilities express in a force of change and delight. Good. Now we get to wrap you in light, and so that your team, this team and you, will work together probably for the rest of the show. I don't know. And now we're going to open a political one. What do you think about a political one? I heard today that movie about Snowden was really amazing, and that I don't know how many of you have seen it. I think it's called something four. I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, it's something the number four. And I heard some wonderful things that he, in the middle of some wild power issues and corruptions around the world, this movie really, even though it's depressing, it kind of shows that there are some amazing people really wanting to really take the chance and make the difference. You know, I wonder if he's an indigo. Maybe he is, although he doesn't look like he's that color. Okay, so let's do a political one. Let's put the corruption, for example, of the power issue, corruption of even, let's just do the women's stuff. They're cutting back all the support for women in this country, and even social service and all of that. Let's put all of that up on the table and really see the people that have power and are in charge of that. Let's see us help join and send, get the team and their teams and their teams and their teams and us and our teams to go in there and help send light and consciousness, expansion, and make a shift through any of the beings that have power over these issues, any of the beings that are blocking the human support. Yeah. And we're sending this beautiful light, and the team is sending this beautiful light up through the perineum and right up the spine of many, many of these individuals. Make sure it tickles the belly area too as you move it up through the housing of the subconscious. Good. Because together we could change a lot of things, but we've got to be radiating this kind of energy. So let's keep doing it. Let's send that energy up through the perineum, the spine, the nervous system, the hearts and minds of all of these people. That's right, that have a lot to do with the way the power structure is going and blocking people from having rights and blocking people from having support. We all need to support each other. We have to flip around to become a human community rather than a whole bunch of parceled out resources. Now wrap that in light and move it to the side. And then I'm going to ask you to do this, to call in from the great central sun these beautiful flows of light, beautiful flows of harmonizing light, transcendent light that comes in through the top of your head, moves round and round in your head, around your neck, comes down your shoulders, down your hands, back up, fills your shoulders and drops into the heart where it whirls round and round and round and round, and then back up and down your arms and out your hands again. And see yourself being this huge spirit being going around the world and patting with your hands, which are now just filled with light, patting the various parts of the world where there's war, where there's illness, where there's corruption. Well, we're going to keep very busy tonight, aren't we? Where there's all kinds of things that could be fixed up, where there's all this poisoning of the food, poisoning of the water supply, poisoning of our ability to heal ourselves, lowering of the education system. There's a whole lot of ways that you want to pat light onto various parts of the world which happen to be toxic for whatever reason. You and I together can actually change that, but we really need to stay at it, don't we? And see that light move round and round and round this planet until the planet is just radiant with this light. And our ET friends can see it and feel it and pulse with it. And have it go round and round and round. And have it come back up your hands, your arms, and how you give and receive love. Circle round and round in your heart, so that you can really feel the expansion of your courage and your love interest, and have it move up through your throat, your transformation of experience into wisdom, and your changing consciousness of self, and move up through your head. Have it fill your head, shoot out through your head and way out into the great central sun, drop back down, shoot through your body, right in through your spine, go right into the core of the earth, pop back up again and fill you up. Now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. I want you to jump into the star tetrahedron, which is like your light body, and spin and spin and spin. How fast can you spin? And then when you're ready, step out of it. And I want you to call me, meet me in this room. And let's talk about life. Are you experiencing all kinds of shifts? What do you think about the dietary stuff these days? What do you think about, why do you think kids are getting so many allergies these days? What do you think ADD and ADHD come from? The other thing I wonder is it possible, because energy is so magical, is it possible to use energy as an antidote for these things? My understanding is that the GMO production, which is supposed to save the world, I think is increasing our allergic reactions, and it's breaking down our normal way of processing nutrients. I always go back to back in the 50s, Adele Davis said, if they keep breaking up the wheat and the food like they were doing back then, by the turn of 2000, people are going to have tremendous hormone problems. They will have fertility problems. Their derriere, the behind, is going to be more of a unisex, that there's going to be a lot of different the species is changing. It's not going to have the same hormonal balance at all. Well, we're seeing that all over the place. We're seeing trans people. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying we create it with the nature of the food. We've broken the food apart. We've created massive obesity, massive cravings, metabolic problems. I mean, it's really interesting. People say, well, it hasn't been scientifically proven. Hello, look around. How many people you know are having all these problems with either mental, emotional, anxiety things? You know, sometimes it's nutrition that can shift anxiety. You can refuel your brain patterns by eating the right foods, right? So I'm really fascinated by that. How many of you listened to Jim Emke's show? I love him. He's just a wonderful, real-life guy who works really hard with people. What he does is he gets you to test, when you talk to him, he gets you to test your hair, like you do a hair analysis, and your hair records the influences, nutritional and biochemical influences that you've had on your life. And it's really interesting. I think you need like a half an inch to show what's really going on right now and how you're handling foods, what you're deficient in. He even talks, we're going to talk next time we connect, it's going to be all about the thyroid and how the thyroid is really difficult to measure. You know, its measurement is difficult to make. He explained a lot of things, and he said that the hormones, the, what am I trying to say, the thyroxine, the stuff that the thyroid creates that the, that sends around the body, they said that, sorry, I just lost my thought for a sec. Okay, they say that the thyroid is one of the major chemicals in your body that is in every single cell of the body. Every single cell. So whatever the purpose is of that section of cells, your thyroid has a lot to do with whether it's functioning really well. And he also said something else that's interesting. He said cannabis is the other thing that is accepted by every receptor, every cell in your body. Is that not bizarre? I said, I beg your pardon. And he said, cannabis. It fits right into the cell. And that's why it's so helpful for pain and so on. And I'd like to have some feedback on that if any of you are doing the medicinal cannabis things. Is it THC? What do they call it? But in any case, I have some friends, clients that used it religiously for a while, but they got really depressed over time and have had to find out that that you really have to strive to get the kind that has been had all its mind-altering mood stuff taken out of it. And there's a lot of that being created these days as well. But apparently it really helps with, and I'm not preaching that you should get it. I just find all these things really interesting. But it really helps with things like insomnia and body pain and all of that. And I find another thing is turmeric. I don't know if you're all using turmeric, but for body pain, for tooth pain, all of that kind of stuff, it's a really good non-toxic approach. So what else? I've noticed a lot of people talking about hormones. I've noticed a lot of people lately accepting the fact that mothers and daughters, very often grown daughters and mothers, obviously even more grown, have a very, very challenging time getting along. Not all of them, but say about a third of the ones that I know at a certain level. Or sometimes the women who do really easily get along really well with their moms will say, oh yeah, a few years ago I was absolutely impossible for my mother. I wonder what that means to you. Is that cellular? Is that part of our insatiable drive to be I'm the only one that's me? Is it part of that that makes us push away from our mothers with such an extreme, sometimes vehement reaction, sometimes a cruel reaction? What do you think about this? Several of us are talking about setting up mother and daughter a workshop to help us sort of work out the various intricacies of that situation. What do you think about that? I want you to call in tonight. Sort of bail me out here, eh? I really love it when you call. I'm looking around and seeing if I can see. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is a mother and daughter, and the daughter is really bitter about the mom. I mean, not a little bit. Very bitter about the mom. And she often has been. And it's not, she's not abused or anything, but what happened is her mother left her dad, or her mom and dad split up when she was a teenager, which left a kind of a pain in her, I would say, belly area, in her second chakra. And then she got involved with her boyfriend, and then they subsequently got married. And the mother by this time was involved with a new man, and they didn't get married. And then, I don't know what all the sequence is, but later down the road, and the mother was single later, and the daughter was married, but her husband had an affair on her, and she was very jealous and very, very angry, and very hurt, and I can really understand that. Anyway, he worked his way back to her, cleared up his drifting nature at the time, and they got together and had a really good relationship. But then the daughter turned on the mother differently and accused the mother of flirting with her husband and wooing him and all kinds of things, which if you knew the woman, you'd say, well, that's kind of preposterous. But it's interesting because I watched psychically for this young woman, who's a beautiful young woman, very talented. And I'm trying to figure out why she hates her mother so much. But I realize that she's really projecting onto her mother that her mother is to blame for what happened on a subconscious level, for what happened in her marriage. And it gets really weird. And you start looking at these things going, wow, it's so hard to understand. You could say this about wars in the Middle East or in Ireland and so on. It's so hard to understand why we are so angry with one another at times. And so often it's a really subconscious program or some kind of reaction that was installed there, maybe in another life or maybe earlier in this life or whatever. And the projection is really huge. Have you ever noticed that? Here's a little exercise. Let's all do this. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. Good. And I want you to pick somebody that you're really frustrated with, okay? Who are you really frustrated with? It can be a neighbor, it can be a lover, it can be a husband, a wife, a parent, sometimes a child. And you just find that they really get under your skin and that you get edgy all the time with them. I want you to really be with that picture, with that feeling. And you know what else? Sometimes it's somebody that you think you like just fine, but as soon as their name comes up, you feel like, ew, I mean, and you just shift directions. You don't go anywhere near that person. That happened to me yesterday, and I went, I have no reason to be annoyed with that person, but I just wanted to walk away. Isn't that funny? So I will use that example for myself. So what I want us to do is to go inside and ask ourselves to reveal what it is that happened inside of ourselves, either with this person or that this person reflects. Yeah, because you know what it is? Look. I don't know what you're seeing, but I'm seeing some very interesting ties between people on a very subconscious level or a very karmic level. Deep ties between people that make no sense. Those of you who have soulmates, sometimes you, you know, we used to adore the idea of having a soulmate in our life, but then we found out it's a really hard thing to deal with, right? So those of you who have soulmates in your life, and get the push-pull, it's not always this way, but sometimes there's a push-pull because you're out of sync with each other, even though soul-wise you know each other and you expect one another to be able to be completely harmonious because you know one another. But bottom line is if you're out of sync, the push-pull is more intense and deeper than people that you don't even know very well. So like back to my friend whose husband had had an affair, her issue with her mother is very deeply buried below the conscious mind, deeply buried below the conscious mind. And if I don't think she's listening to this show, but if she were, if you are furious with your mother and you're not her, but if you're furious with your mother all the time and she drives you just bonkers, I want you to ask yourself inside. That's right. What is the issue? Is it? And you can get a yes or a no. So I want you to ask as if you're a pendulum. Is this a current issue? Oh, okay. Is it an issue from this life? Oh. Is it an issue from more than one life? Some of you are finding it from this life. Somebody's got it from like three or four different experiences of the soul. Oh, yes. And somebody else, if you could ask what the origin is of it. There's somebody here who's actually connected with their mother as if you're one soul and you're pulled apart. And there's a need for expression through a number of lifetimes, and the expressions are deeply contrary one to the other. It's part of the experiment, I guess. See if you've got any kind of relationship to that. Okay, so now bring yourself back together, and I want you to take the violet flame and absolutely clear your body from all of this stuff that we brought up. Oh, some of you have gotten weird arms from doing this. And remember that all that means is that how you're reaching for or receiving love is challenged by that rapport that you had with your mother, or it's decided by. So if you reach for love timidly and in a defensive way, they're saying that it came from some circumstance that you experimented with your mother, that you had with her in this life or another life. So let's clear that out. And if your arms go funny, then I want you to drop your attention into the perineum and flush a violet flame up through the perineum and have it move right up through the heart, right up through the belly, solar plexus, heart, and the thyroid. Good. And do some clearing. And then, of course, scooch it through your entire brain and come back into the room. So I hope you learned something. Did you find something that you might have needed to know? Because you know what? I don't believe that it's natural for us all to turn on each other just because we're teenagers. I think a lot of that has been accepted by society. And some of it is just disrespectful, or maybe it's parents disrespecting kids, or some of it is from other lives. But I don't think we have to tolerate that, because my guides and angels and many other ones are saying, this is a time in which we can step out of the karmic decrees. We can pull ourselves out of a lot of the subconscious programming that is running us as if we're little automatons and somebody wound us up and there we go. We don't have to live like that anymore. But it really helps to take a look, or to take a feel of what you're imposing deep down inside yourself. You understand what I mean? It really helps to know that. And then if you know it, and then you can bring it up and transform it and release it, boy, you help yourself and other people. Because I don't believe those dissensions have to remain dominant in your lives. It's like back to my friend who's hidden that bitterness from her own heartbreak. You know, if she hides that bitterness for a long time, she's not going to get it out of her. If she starts to feel the source of her irritation or her rage with her mother as, you know, the mother's kind of the backdrop in the stage of life, isn't she? So if she can feel that rage and saying, I'm trying to get my mom to take it, making her responsible for it so that she'll take it away because that's what a mother should do, then she'll start softening and realizing that's not very practical, right? Well, so let's turn this thing around a little bit and let's future vision follow. Some of you have heard Ty Kane's interview, but some of you have studied with Lazarus. And Lazarus often teaches. Lazarus is a channeled coalescence of beings that a lot of you know about. And he's been at this for over 30 years. He's really brilliant. And he's taught a lot about the use of the future self, getting in touch with your future self. And as you make friends with your future self, he says, it's not the past that creates the now. It's your future self and you that create a much greater affirmation of the now, or a greater creation of the now. And Ty Kane, that interview with him, it was really fun and really delightful. So let's have some fun and let's be delightful all together. Let's take a look at what you'd like to be in the future. I don't know how old you are right now, right? I always say I'm 100, but in my future life explorations, I see myself as 100. Why not? Why not? We have the ability for, we've heard this before from Eckhart Tolle and other people, that there's a split going to go on in the world where all of us who are trying to create are learning to create our reality, or are creating our reality consciously. We're moving into a conscious creation. We're moving into more conscious aging. And we're working with all the might of all of our beautiful transcendent selves to move into a future. Well, what he says is basically the world will split in this sense, that you manifest. And you manifest consciously for the greater good and for the evolution of the species. And there are a whole lot of other beings that are going to hang on tight to what's security, what's safety, what's wealth, what's productivity, what's identity. And the two shall part. So those of you who want to be moving forward in a really transcendent fashion will find it hard to actually associate with or be seen by the people that are adhering tightly to the principles of the way the world has run. It's really interesting, isn't it? So I used to be perplexed about the two worlds. Now I really kind of get it. So let's you and I end this show by going out there. So I want you to take a minute and breathe and see yourself being, let's be 20 years from now. Or you can go farther if you want, but we'll just say 20 years from now. Okay, I want you to go out there and see yourself 20 years from now. Now remember, this is a preferred thing. This is what you would like to create, right? I want you to stop out there at 20 years from now. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel? And how do you look? Are you smiling? How's your health? How's your hairdo? And now take a minute and look around you. What does it look like around you? Where are you situated? What is your home space like? Is it beautiful? Are there lots of jungles? Are there lots of palm trees? Are there lots of icebergs? What do you have around you? Good. Is it sunny? And what kind of home do you live in? What does your home look like? And are you single? Are you in a family? Take a look at the other people that you share your home with. How do you get along? Who's there with you? How do you get along? Good. Now, what do you do for a living? Or do you have to do anything for a living? That's the other thing. What are you doing for a living, kiddo? Do you like what you're doing? And what kind of creativity are you using? And do you travel a lot? Or do you stay there? Look at the state of your heart. How does your heart feel? Wow, the light is really bright around you, isn't it? And take a look at your ancestral links. How do you feel about your ancestors, and how are your ancestors responding to this? Yeah. Isn't that fun? Do you love that? Now take a look at yourself again as we keep expanding the details of where you are in 20 years. How do you feel about yourself? Yeah. Gee, thanks for doing that. I really like that. I really like that. Now come back into the room, come into today. And here you are coming back to see yourself, taking steps along the way to create that you that you just met, who's 20 years hence. First time I did it with Ty Kane, I sort of burst. I was 101 years old in this future visioning that we were doing. And I just burst, and I was hilarious. I was laughing, and I had long hair. I never have long hair, but there I had long hair. And I was wearing very, very interesting clothes. And I just looked like a radiant, I don't know, vital. I looked sort of old in a way, but I looked just lit. And that's what I really want to be. But that sweet lady that I saw that was laughing out there at 101 years old is somebody who pops up in my visions where I talk to my intuitives, my guides and angels and so on. And she pops in like a guide regularly now. And it's fun. It's like that radiance of who she is back to who I am now, even if I'm struggling sometimes, is really delightful and certainly has taken this me by the hand of my soul and making me feel more powerful. It's a wonderful meditation. So thank you so much for joining me tonight and for listening and for not calling in. Thank you very much. How about writing to me, veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button and tell me something about yourself, or veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Just tell me who you like as guests, who you would like to see as guests, what kind of workshops. I'm going to start doing online classes and workshops, and I'm really excited about some. I'd like to do a mothers and daughters workshop. If you have any preferences or ideas, please, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for radiating consciously in this crazy world of ours. Much love to all of you, and good night.